Are you or a loved one in the midst of a cancer diagnosis or bouncing back from your battle? Welcome to Thrive Through Cancer, the podcast that offers hope and healing and shares personal experiences, self-care solutions, health tips, and the support of a community of people just like you. I'm Susan Johnson, a functional nutritional therapy practitioner whose own son was diagnosed with cancer right before his third birthday. My job was to keep people healthy, to help them fight disease. So when my own son was diagnosed with this scary illness, it was so humbling. But rather than becoming a victim, I began researching. I up-leveled my knowledge and my mindset, and I chose to serve others through our own cancer journey. This show is an opportunity to find and share strength through our struggles. You'll hear from health professionals, innovative thinkers, beautiful personalities, and those who have learned to live life to the fullest despite their diagnosis. We'll raise some questions, find some answers, shed a few tears, share more than a few laughs, and give each other the motivation to get through one more day every single day. So join me in this journey and let's learn to thrive through cancer together. Follow us now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you enjoy your shows. Welcome to the Thrive Through Cancer Formula. My name is Susan Johnson and I am your host. I'm so thankful you're here to spend this time together and educate and empower yourself on how to be the healthiest that you could possibly be. Today, we're going to actually talk about nutrition, and specifically, we're going to go over some foods that you can grow in your garden, you can purchase at the grocery store, that are incredible detox nutrients and actually are also known as being chemoprotective, meaning they have nutrients in these foods that can protect the healthy cells from damage from chemotherapy. So I'm excited for you to listen in. Make sure you grab a pen and paper, take some notes. And as always, I encourage you to share this information with a friend or family member. In fact, bonus points if you share this episode and tag me. I would love to see that this message of healing is reaching around the world. Before we get started, I want to remind you, you can have hope in your healing. You can feel well while fighting cancer. And ultimately, you can thrive through cancer. So one of the most important nutrients, you hear me talk about it quite often, especially in relation to cancer, whether you're working on wanting to prevent a cancer diagnosis, thrive through a cancer diagnosis, or recover from a cancer diagnosis. And that is high quality animal protein. Now, not only is this important for reasons such as helping with inflammation levels and helping with the brain, helping with healthy hormones, helping with healthy weight, it's actually really important to be consuming high quality animal protein to assist in both phase one and phase two detox pathways. So let me be a little bit more specific. When your body is quote unquote detoxing, there's actually pathways and there's a systematic process that your body goes through to ensure that not only are toxins being released from cells, released from the gut, but they're also being effectively flushed out. And so this is why I always recommend when you're working on a detox to work with a practitioner that knows what they're doing, just to make sure you do it well, that you feel okay doing it, and that you're not stirring up too much toxic waste and not effectively flushing it out. So supporting both phase one and phase two detox pathways is essential when you're wanting to detox. And there's actually three foods in specific, three forms of high quality animal protein that are really important to incorporate into your diet. Pastured eggs, so organically raised chickens on pasture who are laying eggs, wild salmon, and organic whey. So organic whey protein. Now, before you think I'm going to talk about a protein powder, I am not. So hang tight because that's quite the opposite of what I'm going to share. And really the idea of today's episode is I want to share with you, these are all things that you can actually, like I said, either grow in your backyard, grow in a pot on your porch, or get at the grocery store or farmer's market. So we're not talking about spending hundreds of dollars on supplements. We're talking about food that God gave us, provided on earth, that we can consume to help support our detox system. So eggs are not only helpful in supporting phase one and phase two detox pathways, they're actually high in sulfur. And sulfur in specific is really critical for phase two support. Salmon, wild salmon specifically, is a great source of vitamin B12. And it has selenium. Selenium is actually needed to help the body form glutathione. Glutathione is one of the most well understood detox nutrients that your body can create. Your body can produce this on its own. And it helps with detoxification tremendously. And then finally, whey protein is actually a really great food to help encourage the production of glutathione. And it's a really great source of amino acids. Now, let me give you a couple examples of how to consume these foods or prepare these foods. So pasture-raised eggs, organic, is great. We love to just cook our eggs in the morning in butter. Now, don't separate the yolk from the white. That's important. You keep them together. They both serve a purpose and a benefit. But we love just doing poached eggs in butter. If you have a picky child and they're not loving eggs, you can add some organic raw cheese. Even doing egg cups, maybe you get some organically sourced meat, ground meat that you can mix in with some scrambled eggs and you bake it in a muffin tin, add a little bit of cheese, a way to get eggs into your kids. Now, wild salmon, I'll share with you, I shared this with my parents in my Thrive Through Cancer formula coaching program. This recipe is one of my family's favorites. They don't love wild salmon outside of my son. Him and I enjoy it, but my daughter and my husband do not enjoy it, but they will eat it when I prepare wild salmon in the oven. And I mix, don't ask for the recipe because I do not measure anything, but I mix pecans, Dijon mustard, and raw honey. I mix it together in like a NutriBullet. And then I kind of spread that paste on top of the salmon and I bake it in the oven. It's delicious. It's a great way to get it. Now, as far as the organic whey, you're like, how do you get that without a protein powder? It's actually really simple. And all you have to do is you need to buy an organic whole milk plain yogurt, a carton of organic whole milk plain yogurt. A larger carton is best, not a small individual serving. That's not going to produce enough whey. Then you need a stock pot, a strainer, and some cheesecloth. And all you're going to do is you're going to put the strainer on top of the stock pot. You want to balance it so that it sits well and easily on the stock pot. You're going to then layer the strainer with cheesecloth. And now you're going to literally dump the whole container of plain organic whole milk yogurt onto the cheesecloth, cover your stock pot with the lid. It's okay if it doesn't fit securely. And you're going to let it drip over 24 hours. You can even let it go till 48 hours if the room temperature in your kitchen isn't too high. And what you're going to find is after 24 hours or up to 48, it's going to be a almost yellowish green liquid in the stock pot, and that is pure whey. And you could do a tablespoon a day, add a tablespoon to a smoothie, add it to a drink. It will have, you know, kind of a yogurty tart flavor. Add it to whatever will make it easy for you to consume. But this is a wonderful, inexpensive, and really simple way to incorporate whey. I didn't mean to say whey and whey into your diet. And guess what's left? The yogurt that's left can actually be turned into cream cheese. You can actually add a little bit of raw honey if you want to sweeten the cream cheese, blend it up so that the texture is a little bit smoother. You can make it a savory cream cheese, add some chives, do it however you would like it. But this is a great way to now you have not only your whey, but also your cream cheese. So that's number one, as far as detox nutrients, high quality animal protein. Number two, this coincidentally is a weed that grows almost everywhere. You've probably seen dandelions. Now, I love them. I think they're beautiful weeds. It's kind of a funny thing that we call them weeds. Maybe your kids have picked dandelions before in the field and handed them to you. Well, it's actually been known for years and years and years, centuries, as a liver tonic. And interestingly enough, our body goes through different cycles. You've heard me talk before about a circadian rhythm, and that's the cycle in a course of 24 hours that your body goes through for rest and restoration and detox and digestion. Well, we also go through a series of processes throughout the whole year, and springtime is traditionally recognized as a time for cleansing. And believe it or not, dandelions actually are one of the first weeds to pop up in the springtime. And I don't think that was an accident, right? That was all purposely planned because God provided so much of what we need here on the earth. And so you can actually consume the entire dandelion, but the greens and the roots are really, really supportive of your microbiome health, but they actually help stimulate the removal of toxins through your urine and through your bowels. We've also seen studies showing that dandelion greens are really good for gallbladder liver support, and they help with bile production. So you can do a dandelion green tea. You could do add dandelions, dandelion greens and roots, chop them up and add them to a soup. There's not a ton of flavor, so you really could add them to any vegetable dish you're doing, and most people wouldn't realize it. It's also a really pretty decoration on a salad to add the pretty dandelion on top. Now, the next is beets and beet greens. Now, my kids, when they were little, I would feed them beets when they were babies, and it was, oh my goodness, it was such a mess. But I think I kind of tired them out because they don't love them anymore. I love beets. I like them roasted. I like them raw. I like them juiced. I will take beets anyway. But beets and beet greens are really, really helpful in the digestion of fat. And let me explain. When it comes to cancer, it's really important to understand that the liver is working overtime to process not just the dead tumor waste that's being killed off, but the medicine that's being given to the patient during treatment. But also the liver and the gallbladder, which, by the way, the gallbladder lives inside of the liver, they are working also to break down and digest fats. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I'm a big proponent based on evidence and research that fat is essential when fighting cancer. And so fat consumption needs to go up. But remember, your liver is working overtime already to break down a lot of the toxins. So how can we support our liver gallbladder to also do the work to make sure we're adequately digesting, assimilating, and using the fat that we're consuming? Well, when you consume fat, your gallbladder, which lives inside of your liver, releases what we call bile. Bile is then sent to basically pick up the fat, deliver it to all your cells, use it how it needs to be used, and then help with the elimination through your colon. But again, if your liver is too congested, it's working overtime, this process is going to be a little bit more challenging. And we want to make sure that those healthy fats that we're eating are getting utilized. So consuming beets and beet greens is a wonderful way to work on supporting your gallbladder and your liver. It's really helpful for detox pathway support. A few ways you can prepare this is, again, I love them roasted, but what I would suggest is when you buy beets, to wash them, chop them up into like cubed, whatever size you prefer, if you were going to eat it as a side dish, but wash it, chop it up, and then freeze it in a container in your freezer. And so when you want to prepare them, you can either juice them, you can roast them, you can add them to a smoothie, and do not get rid of the greens. Wash the greens, chop them up, and do the same thing. You can add the greens to a smoothie. You can cook the greens with collard greens or with spinach, add it into any salad. The greens do taste better cooked, but this is a really, really helpful way to support your liver. And by the way, beet greens are a really great source of vitamin C. Many cancer parents wish there was more they could do to help their child thrive through their diagnosis. They're sick of dealing with the side effects from treatment, low ANC, and unplanned hospital stays. Not to mention having to often resort to the band-aids that are currently offered, but they don't always work. At best, they provide temporary results that sadly rarely last. Although I'm now the go-to expert for many cancer families, it took my own journey with my son to learn how to help families thrive today.
And oddly enough, what I learned and put into action was so counterintuitive that I didn't mention to anyone at first what I was doing. I thought I'd be ridiculed because it was different. It challenged convention, but it worked. Finally, my community of cancer parents had a simple and proven method to help their child thrive without extra medication, without forcing their child to eat something they didn't want to, without interfering with doctors' protocols or breaking the bank. I call it the Thrive Through Cancer formula. And if you'd like to see how it works and why it's more effective than most options out there, then I invite you to watch a brand new online training where I show you exactly how my clients have achieved lasting results following this unique process. You can watch it by going to bit.ly/yourthriveformula. That's bit.ly/yourthriveformula. Inside, I'll share the leading cause of our kids feeling unwell during and after treatment and what we can do about it. I'll share why cancer parents who want to enhance their child's quality of life should avoid keeping their child in a sterile environment. There's a much more powerful and natural way to help support their child's immune system. I'll share the unexpected reason why kids with cancer have a hard time avoiding inpatient stays and how to change it. So much more will be shared in this webinar, and you've already taken the first step by just listening to this. So please take the next step and watch the free training today. Go to bit.ly/yourthriveformula. That's bit.ly/yourthriveformula. Now back to our show.
Now the next is lemons, the whole lemon, not just the juice, but the zest and the rind and the juice, of course. So the outer protection of the lemon, the peel, is actually really potent, and it contains what we call limonene. And limonene is a terpene that's been investigated for years for its anti-cancer and chemopreventative activity. So limonene, which is the terpene that lives in just the peel, activates both phase one and phase two detox pathways. And there's so many different, like I said, preventative effects of consuming limonene on a regular basis. Now, the limonene is only from the peel. If we look at the lemon juice, which is great to add to a glass of room temperature water in the morning, that has a lot of vitamin C. We know vitamin C is not just helpful for the immune system, but it's actually really helpful in detox. It can be helpful for detoxing heavy metals. So if we're using not just the juice, which has its benefits on its own, but adding the peel, you're getting a double whammy of support. Now, I do recommend only purchasing organic lemons, because non-organic lemons are often coated in a wax that even have a like petroleum base, which isn't ideal. Another suggestion is to juice the lemon. So you're going to add the lemon juice to some water. And then if you have a good quality, certified pure, tested grade essential oil of lemon, you can add just the juice of the lemon from the fruit, and then add one drop of the essential oil. And the essential oil, for example, doTERRA is a company that I represent. And doTERRA, their lemon oil is only limonene. It's just from the rind. It's only the peel. So that's a perfect combination, and it actually tastes really good as well. So far we've covered high quality animal protein, right? The pastured eggs, the wild salmon, the organic whey. We've covered eating weeds, the dandelion greens and roots. We've covered beets and beet greens, and we've covered lemon zest, including, of course, the juice. Now, here's another nutrient that I think is really powerful. And when we talk about detoxing, a lot of us are loaded with heavy metals. Oh my goodness, heavy metals are really problematic, especially when going through treatment. Chemotherapy is basically a heavy metal. Radiation is exposing you to heavy metals. So using something like chlorella, which is a green algae, is really helpful in absorbing heavy metals. And so if you're familiar with the idea of chelation, chelation is basically a therapy that helps
heavy metals bind together and then be eliminated from the body. And chlorella is really helpful in gently chelating heavy metals and eliminating them from the body. But I want to touch on this point, kind of going back to the beginning, that remember when we are doing any type of a detox or taking a detox nutrient like chlorella, we want to make sure we're doing the other things too, like supporting phase one and phase two detox pathways. And how do we do that? We're consuming plenty of high quality animal protein. We're also making sure to consume plenty of filtered water every single day. That's essential with all of this, making sure you're drinking at the very least half of your body weight in ounces of filtered water every day. Okay. But chlorella is really helpful in basically binding these heavy metals and helping eliminate them from the body. And again, it is really gentle in the process of doing this. So it's not going to typically make somebody sick. We recommend following the dose on whichever brand you purchase. This is more of a supplement. While you can find it, you can find it in an herb form, a powder, or a pill, but chlorella is really, really helpful binding toxins, and it's chemoprotective to the liver. So that's helpful. We want to make sure we're protecting our vital detox organ from chemotherapy, and chlorella can do that. Now, similar to chlorella, there's chlorophyll, and that's another green plant. It's actually the green pigment found in algae. And one of the benefits of chlorophyll is trapping toxins. I like to call it the Venus flytrap for toxins in the gut. So when the chlorophyll sees a toxin, it traps it and helps eliminate it from the body. Now, there's a specific carcinogen that's really common in homes, unfortunately. It's called benzene. And there have been studies done showing that chlorophyll can actually help bind benzene and help eliminate it from the body. So the best sources of chlorophyll are leafy green vegetables. But specifically, you're going to find higher amounts of chlorophyll in organic parsley, organic spinach, and organic watercress. So making a beautiful salad with parsley and watercress added to arugula, cooking your spinach in a little bit of butter, and now you're getting a really great dose of chlorophyll. Now, one of my favorites is broccoli sprouts. Oh my goodness, this is something, I live in the Caribbean now. It is very difficult to find certain sprouts. It's so humid here that it can be difficult to grow things like sprouts because they mold pretty quickly. But we love us some broccoli sprouts. They're a member of the cruciferous vegetable family, which the cruciferous vegetable family has been long hailed for their incredible anti-cancer benefits, helps with inflammation. There's a lot of benefits around the cruciferous vegetable family, but specifically broccoli, and even more specifically, broccoli sprouts. So there were, and there have been many randomized controlled studies done on broccoli sprouts, but there was one in particular that was done on approximately 300 Chinese adults. Those consuming a beverage made with broccoli sprouts every day for 3 months had increased excretion rates of two known carcinogens, benzene and acroline. Now, that's pretty significant. The rate of excretion of benzene increased as much as 61% over the 12-week period. That's a significant amount of detox from a nutrient. So we would highly recommend adding broccoli sprouts to your diet. This is something that can be helpful just for any exposure to toxins, especially. But you can also grow, if you don't live in the Caribbean like I do, you can grow broccoli sprouts at your home. You can grow them with a sprouting kit. It's actually quite simple. So it's fun to include your kids in something like that, having them step in. And I find that with kids, and I work with a lot of kids, especially kids going through cancer, when they're involved in the food process, when they're involved in the grocery shopping, they're involved in the preparation, or in this case, they're involved in growing it, they're going to be much more likely to consume it. So get a sprouting kit and work with your kids to have them grow their own broccoli sprouts. And then you can add it to
your scrambled eggs. You can eat them raw. You can add them to juice. You could add them to a smoothie. You can add them to soup. I think they taste great. If they're sensitive to taste, then put it in something that they won't even notice, like a smoothie or a soup. Now, this particular nutrient is one that many of you have heard. I get messages all the time on Instagram about this one, and it's milk thistle. This is one that's been kind of recognized and accepted, even in conventional medicine, as a detox nutrient. But it's actually known as being a powerful medicine for the liver. So this is something that's been used for centuries to help support the liver. And one of the ways you can consume milk thistle is through a tea. You can consume it as a supplement. It's not necessarily something that's easy to grow. And so very few of you may have access to growing milk thistle, but it can be purchased as a tea, as herbs, or of course you can purchase the supplement. But one of the things specifically with milk thistle is it does have antioxidant activity in supporting phase one. So what this is doing is it's actually, the studies have shown that it's protecting the liver in phase one detox from chemical damage. And this is important because when we're going through conventional treatment, we want to be really protective of one of our most important detox organs, which is the liver, right? So its potent antioxidant activity is supporting phase one detox by protecting the liver. And it actually inhibits the depletion of our body's stores of glutathione. Glutathione, we mentioned earlier, it's one of the most well-researched but also powerful antioxidant nutrients that our body can produce. And it's really, really beneficial for helping protect the liver's stores. So this is really, really helpful. Milk thistle, lots of benefits, also helps with inflammation. Again, you can get it as a tea, an herb, or as a supplement. Now, I want to say I saved the best for last, but I don't think I can choose because I really like eggs. I really like wild salmon. I really like lemon. I like all the things, but I will tell you, this is one of my favorite foods. And I always joke that this is like my adult dinner. If nobody's home, the kids are out, my husband's gone, and I had to make dinner for myself, I would pour a nice glass of Italian wine and I would steam an artichoke. And I'd melt some butter and I would enjoy my artichoke and a nice glass of clean wine. So globe artichokes, they have a history of successfully treating liver disease. Now, I shared this story in my Thrive Through Cancer formula program. There was a child I was working with not too long ago. And this child, as often as I see this quite often, was very picky, right? Going through chemotherapy, it changes their taste buds. They become so picky with even foods they used to like. And so I was helping this mom and we were working with her, trying to get her child to put on some weight. And he was just having a hard time with consuming anything she suggested. And so we were able to get him to consume artichokes. And he started consuming artichokes. He actually enjoyed them. She made homemade mayonnaise with olive oil, and he would eat them as long as he had the mayonnaise to dip it in. So he was eating at least 4 to 5 a week. And this was like the one change she was able to make. His liver enzymes came down to normal range after 30 days, just changing his diet by adding artichokes in. Like, these are really potent. So of course they're helping with detox, but they actually help with the flow of bile. So remember, bile comes from the gallbladder and it's released when you consume fat. And so we want to make sure that the bile is viscous and thin and fluid so that it can be released. And so artichokes help with that. And they have antioxidant properties. There's quercetin in it. There's just nutrients that are actually helping protect your organs and support detox. They also have a decent amount of fat, which is really helpful. We talk about the importance of healthy fats, right? When you're going through treatment. And then you dip it in some melted butter, maybe some mayonnaise with a healthy oil or pesto, and you add even more fat. And it's pretty low carbohydrate for a vegetable. So go get yourself some artichokes. And if you have an adult dinner and nobody else is around and you enjoy a glass of good, clean wine, I would encourage you to do that. Enjoy a glass of wine with your artichokes. But for your kids, if you can get them to eat artichokes on a more regular basis, that would be amazing. Well, we covered a lot. We talked about some of the most detox enhancing, nutrient protective, chemo protective foods that you can get your hands on. And most of these, outside of course, the milk thistle is more of a tea, more of an herb. And then the chlorophyll is a little bit trickier. I'm sorry, the chlorella is a little bit trickier to grow or find. But outside of that, most of these are foods that you can grow or purchase at the grocery store. And I hope that this gives you hope in your process of improving your nutrition and helping you thrive through treatment and knowing that God really did give us so much here on earth. And sometimes we mess with it, right? Sometimes we overcomplicate it. But when we can look at food as medicine, a whole world is opened of possibility. And this is just barely skimming the surface of what you can do with food. So I hope this is helpful. I hope that you are going to take some of this information, go implement it right now at your next meal. And I'll look forward to seeing you on our next episode of the Thrive Through Cancer podcast. Okay, friends, when was the last time you bit into a juicy burger or a perfectly cooked steak and thought to yourself, man, this is the best thing I've ever tasted? I imagine it's been a while, probably because most meat products are conventionally raised, which not only affects the flavor profile, but it really diminishes the beneficial nutrients and minerals. And believe it or not, even products that are labeled grass-fed or quote ethically raised to make you think they're higher quality are often finished on grain or in factory farms. This is why I'm so freaking excited to share something with you today that will not only help you avoid the hormones and antibiotics, pesticide residues that actually totally change the taste, but also the health of the meat. But guess what? You could also save nearly $1,000 over the next year on your grocery bill. And the best part? This may be the best tasting thing you have had in a long time. Okay, so what am I referring to? Well, I'm talking about Wild Pastures Meat Delivery. They provide the highest quality meats, get this, from all small, regenerative, family-run farms here in the U.S. that prioritize sustainability and animal welfare. Their beef is 100% grass-fed. Their pork and poultry are pasture-raised, something you won't find anywhere in grocery stores, resulting in meats that are not only healthier for you, but also better for the environment. And one of the reasons why our family loves Wild Pastures is that we can opt out of supporting harmful conventional farming practices and instead support small family-run farms without spending a fortune. Guess what though? The convenience doesn't stop there. They offer delivery straight to your door so you can enjoy delicious, high-quality meats without ever leaving your house. No matter where you are in the 48 states, Wild Pastures has you covered. Not only is this the most convenient way to get your meat products, but Wild Pasture meats are better for you, as I mentioned, nutritionally. You've learned a lot about that on this podcast. You've got way higher phytonutrient content, antioxidants, fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, proteins, and amino acids. Here's the deal. Today, for a limited time, you can get 20% off every box plus free shipping for a lifetime and $15 off your first box. Just simply go to bit.ly/seasonwildpastures. That's bit.ly/seasonwildpastures. Now, if you're interested, don't wait because this deal won't last forever. And you guys, I am obsessed. Think ButcherBox, but about 100 times better as far as farming practices, organic standards, and flavor. This is our new favorite, and I am so excited for you to try Wild Pastures meats.